I'm not even caught up on Twitter yet.
Oh.
You're making all your good jokes on Twitter.
Am I? I think you won Twitter today.
You and Dan.
Strange voices are saying. Oh, what do they say?
Why these things pop into my head, I have no idea.
It took me a little bit to get it, and then I was like, Hello.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry to disappoint you. It's just me.
Sorry, just trying to be funny. Hello, John.
Howdy, Glenn.
How's it going?
You know, we have the same feeling when we see other people's follower counts, you think. Why does he have that many followers? Why don't I have that? You're perfectly content with your follower count until you see somebody else's, and you go, wait a second.
No, it's baffling to me why I have 9,000. There's no reason. There's no reason that many people should be following me.
Well, then maybe you have the opposite problem. Is my problem is that I think many more people should be following me.
Wow. Different ends of the ego telescope.
No, and it's only because I see other people's following.
No, no.
You're like, all right, you know, it's fine. And then I see someone else who has a million. I'm like, wait a second. I am not 500 times worse than that person.
There's an answer for it, though, which is that only a small percentage of people actually do any real cultivation of who they follow. And so I've talked to Michelle Catalano about this. I was curious. I was going to do an article about why some people have such huge counts for no explicable reason, like they're not celebrities. And
yeah, but then you bailed on that article because the answer was boring, you said.
Yeah, that's right. I told you about it. Right, the answer is boring. It's just that if you were in that early thing. But there's some issue about if you're in lists that are maintained by Twitter now, even though you get fewer followers than you used to, you still get a lot, and that's it. So people who have like 50,000 followers and it's inexplicable to you why they do,
well,
because you do what they do, it's often because of that.
But Michelle also had she had a following because she was like a war blogger.
Yeah, she was legitimately famous, just not in our circles.
Yeah, that's true, but she was on Twitter's like top recommended list though for like a year. So back in the early days. So I mean, she wouldn't today the same credentials, she'd have, you know, 80,000 people or something.
So says Glenn.
So say I. It's a fascinating
thing. So it was written, so it shall
actually
be done.
No, I hit a threshold recently, which is I used to, people would not retweet much of what I said or favorite, and then I went over a threshold, and now a lot of things I post are getting suddenly heavily retweeted. So I don't know if client things change, but it used to be.
Maybe you're just tweeting more worthy things.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm like, aggravating people more.
You just got to find out what it is that people want from you, because they will retreat whatever it is they want from you. So if you were known for like being an expert in bananas and you tweeted the most hilarious tweet that wasn't about bananas, no retweets, no faves. But you tweet, I like bananas, and I searched for this before. I hate the internet because I can never find this stuff. But I saw something about
John Huntsman being funny today, and it got massively retweeted. It was retweeted by John Huntsman's daughter, in fact, which cracked me up. I was like, who is this? This person, like, it was like, oh, she's like a TV person.
Yeah, the one I'm looking for is I saw, like, it was one of those things where I see something, and then, like, literally 15 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I should send this person this link to that thing I just saw because it was funny. Yeah. And I couldn't find it. Wow. I can't find it in my browser histories about anybody. I'll tell you what it is. It's not that exciting. It was the tweet. The only text of the tweet was the word perspective, and it was a link to an image of a Justin Bieber tweet. The entire text of the tweet were the letters F-U-N. I believe the F was capital, and it had like 44,000 retweets.
I think he's doing this for fun because he did like a hey earlier, and it got like 15,000 retweets. Someone was pointing this out. It's like an echo. Hello.
The fun way outperformed the hey, because who doesn't like fun?
Yeah.
44,000 retweets. Fun.
Fun.
I feel like
you could post something that insightful.
I wish.
I feel like I had a good Twitter day today, but I also had an extremely high volume Twitter day today. So, of course, percentage wise, it's probably terrible.
You pulled in
Glenn today. You need the
Coustone. But I had some good ones in there. I was doing some good stuff today.
Really? I wasn't on Twitter that much today, so I don't know what you're saying. No, what's that? Strangely, I don't know.
Dan Morin says. He'll be here, but he's in the endings right now.
So. I told him to stop.
The endings right watching. Now. It's going to be 40 minutes before he gets here.
I know.
You know who Robert Koo is?
No.
K-H-O-O. Neither one of you knows? Oh, come on.
No idea.
Our Venn diagrams are not overlapping enough. K-H-O. You should know who this is, Glenn. Here's your next...
Robert Kuhn. No, I do know who he is. I don't think I've ever heard his name pronounced aloud. He's the Penny Arcade guy. I was trying to nail him down. I wanted to do an interview with the Penny Arcade people. They're in Seattle. Jeff Carlson and I keep almost running into the bald guy. What's his name?
Poor Jerry. Kid.
Jerry, we keep almost running. We've been twice at restaurants that he's been in the recent, like the last month. And I try to get Robert nailed down, like, let me come over. I want to write something for The Economist about you because I think you guys are inexplicable to this broader audience that The Economist serves, but you're totally part of this tech community. You're raising money. You've got to come over and maybe meet everybody, hang out for a little bit and just talk about what you do, and I'll write something up. And he was so dubious about it. Like, I eventually just gave up. He was like, I don't know. What are you going to say?
Well, those guys, that's their thing. They're like a wolf pack. They're very protective of their own and suspicious of outsiders, and you know they have built their own location. It's a great story, like I don't, you know, and they're they're telling their own story. They don't want someone else to tell
the magazine. I should get someone from the magazine to gain their favor and write something about them and trash them. No, not really. No, they just raised $5 million for Child's Play.
Yeah, that's not. They do that every year.
That's like awesome. Year I didn't every year. I thought it was like a million. Oh, it's awesome.
It goes up by a couple percent.
Yeah. They're weirdos, and I totally admire what they're doing because they've built this incredible empire of things that are exactly what they want to be doing, and they have all these dimensions to it. It's not just like the comic strip. It's like the website and the gaming and the games and the – I mean it's – I think they're awesome.
I know. They are. And so anyway, the thing I was talking about is he gave to Mike as a like a Christmas present or something like that a like a granite – monolith type thing, and engraved in it are the words "Do not engage."
Very period.
This is what Jason needs. Getting back all the way back, this is what Jason needs on his desk when he's using Twitter. Do not engage, because like you can imagine, these guys—they're just wildly famous, and people, and they're not particularly careful or tactful or measured, especially Mike, in what they tweet and say and post. And so the only solution for their sanity is to not engage, which is kind of a shame because I'm all about the engagement type stuff. But yeah, but like, I don't know how many millions of followers they have. And yeah, so
them to engage because they have there's no consequence to what they do. They can say anything and they will. Their business will never be affected by it. They're too many people.
Write down the word wolves and then use that for your research.
Yeah, but the consequence isn't they're not being sued. They didn't really lose an audience. They have blowback. What I'm saying is
they can say anything they want. The audience over the dick wolves thing.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, like when you're on a growth curve, it's like, well,
I see what you mean. Okay.
More if you hadn't like, but I think that was an actual thing. And it's like the least thing that they would ever want to talk about with you.
I know, it's stupid. It's like the oatmeal and his thing about making the rape joke that wasn't about people being raped. It was the use of the word rape in a non-rape context to try to be...
That is what the internet is great at.
Yeah.
I should turn on the thing. Andy has joined us. Dan has not yet, and I need to turn on the thing.
Are we going to be on the five?
Yes.
Dan is on ending number three, I think. He's got a while to go.
Start by stroking his inside leg. It's orange and bumpy, but...
Wow, I turned that on at exactly the right time. Amazing.
Right, I'm going to pause the live feedback so I don't hear us.
There. Yeah, don't listen to 5x5 while you're on 5x5. I don't recommend it. That's a bad idea.
Caller, can you turn down your internet, please?
Yes, that's right. Is the caller there? The caller in the future.
I really like your John Roderick hot dog lady that thread there. That was good.
Thanks.
Yeah, I wondered if you had listened to that episode.
Oh, no.
And I didn't want to say anything for like I would be spoiling the episode for you, but like he's covering a lot of the same ground here. But either he's heard it and then me adding my two cents about that episode help, or he will hear it later.
No, I listened to it on the drive home today.
No, that was why I tweeted at them the other day. I said, "Remind me not to time travel with either of you."
Because I saw that.
Their plans were terrible.
Their plans were awful.
And their premise wasn't.
Yeah. Well, actually, the part of the plan that really worked for me is let me find a really smart scientist and show them this thing, and they'll be like, oh, you're from the future.
It took them so long to even get there. And they blew that because they don't know what, yeah. So.
My favorite thing on that was a Tom the Dancing Bug cartoon years ago is a guy goes into the past time machine, sees Thomas Jefferson, he says, behold, he pulls out a bottle of pop in a plastic bottle. He's like, you must be from the future. I thought that was a great idea. you know, thin-walled plastic under pressure.
As opposed to John and Merlin's plan, which is to stimulate rich, drug-addicted ladies.
Oh, yeah, that show.
That'll work.
That show is half glorification of the past, as if everything was better then, and half not realizing. Like, even in that very same show, early on in the show, they said how the Greeks had already done everything, and then they did the that second part, which total. I know it's just they're both bits, but I'm just saying, I want consistency in my bits.
I don't listen to that show. Should I listen to that show?
You should.
It's pretty funny. Merlin.
I like John Roderick. I'm going to go see Dan Moore in Call Forward, since he's not on yet. Dan was on the NPR show Ask Me Another, and I'm going to go to a taping. I'm going to be in New York in early February, and I contacted my friend, Art Chung, Puzzle Master, and said, are you taping? And so it just happens.
They will be. Planning.
So it'll be a conjunction of where Dan was, where Jonathan Colton is, and where I went to college.
Well, I was going
to
say
Art and I went to college together.
I'm surprised you aren't going to be a contestant on the show, but then I figured that's a step down after Jeopardy. So you,
I think it is.
That's my realm.
Art said that I was totally wrong about the game show law thing. Art said that I could totally qualify. I could be a contestant, even though I knew him. Which
I apparently can't be on. Like I was going to take the Jeopardy test again, but apparently I can't because I've been on a competing game show within the last year.
Well, isn't it any
wow.
Game show? Yeah, any game show. That's one of the things you have to check when you do
Jeopardy. Is a jealous god.
Apparently.
They said, have you ever been on a game show? And I said, yes, I was on TV POW in like 1978. And Alex and I talked about that.
A hello to Clinton Phillips in Adelaide, Australia, who is sitting under a shady tree in the Botanic Gardens listening to us now. Thus is the power of the internet that tomorrow afternoon in Australia, a man on a summer, hot, bright summer afternoon, a man is listening to us as we sit here today in our cold, dark winter. Amazing. Behold the power of 5x5.
Nearly as impressive as soda pop in a plastic bottle. Let's be honest here.
Soda pop.
As proof of the future.
All right.
What I would do is I would show him any sort of contemporaneous account of history about how his name has been dragged through the mud and he's being held to account for all the awful decisions he made during his life. And he'd say, yep, I knew. You know, you must be at least 75 years in the future because I figured that there'd be a little bit of hero worship that would coast me through. My kids wouldn't hear about it. My grandkids wouldn't hear about it. But my great grandkids would probably say, oh, no, I'm not related to that, Thomas Jefferson.
I'd like him to explain how he's really sort of an atheist to people. That would be awesome. Not exactly an
somebody's
atheist.
Somebody's heads would explode.
All kinds of heads.
All right. We should get going. Because this might take a while.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's no Star Wars.
Done. Okay, wait. We need a recording.
I would like everybody to begin recording and say something. Okay, hello!
Believe it or not, I'm going to stop recording. Because I recorded the first... There you go. And now I'm going to start recording.
I record everything. That's fine. John Syracuse records everything, too. So
You're like Jerry Lewis. Your entire house is wired.
I'm going to go for J. Edgar Hoover, I guess, maybe. Without the dresses.
Recording, Mr. Frodo.
Well, Jerry is a little
bit wrong accent.
Oh, okay. John.
I am recording.
I was waiting for him to spike the ring at the end myself.
Mr. Frodo.
You know, like in Rudy.
Mr. Frodo.
And then everyone would put Sam up on their shoulders and run him around and scream.
Mr. Frodo.
No one's seen
Rudy.
I just
dream about good rich taters. Plump.
Jesus Christ. Help me. Help me. Plump taters.
Yes.
That's the episode title. There you go. Boom.
What's taters?
Yeah, we don't
what
even.
What about
we
second
don't...
breakfast?
Potatoes.
Elevensies.
Sorry.
All right.
Are you
plump taters?
All right. Are we it? I think we're it.
Is anybody else RS VP? No.
Yeah, but they mostly dropped out.
They can't handle. They'll come in later. We'll have over the
no,
over
no the Steve 14, Lutz.
Over the 14 hours that we're recording, we'll have other people come in.
Steve is dead to me, and not in one of those ghost armies that fight for me ways.
Right. or a Nazgul.
Nazgul impression.
Yes. Okay.
Nazgul impressions, everyone.
Oh God, Dan, someone needs to have an Xbox intervention with you.
What, an Xbox intervention?
I just looked at your picture of your entertainment center. You have a problem.
I have a problem?
All of those green things, right?
What? Those are Xbox games. There's nothing wrong
I know.
With that.
That's a
how
lot.
Many, how many Nintendo games do you have, John?
Less than that.
Wow.
And Nintendo games are good and pure.
Ooh, fighting words. That's for another podcast. We can have it out.
So we'll have the intervention. You know, it's just like, what do you mean? What? Something wrong with them in the Xbox
I can
games.
Stop whenever I want.
That's right. Then, look, there's plenty of room on top of the entertainment center now that the bottom is filled.
Slowly. Slowly. All right.
No, I have to see this picture now.
He just tweeted it.
Good God!
What?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, multiply each one of those by 60.
I just like every time John says, like, oh, nobody else here plays video games. John, I play video games.
Oh, you play a lot of video games. You play terrible video games, though.
Yeah, all right. That is not the topic for tonight.
No, not
the topic. We will have it out.
Not our topic. Balrog is in the chat room, by the way. He can't listen.
Magazine pitches.
You shall not listen to the live stream.
Hey.
Glenn, no plugging the magazine, Glenn.
No, I'm not plugging. I already got pitches for stories, I think just today, that are basically the story that you wrote about baseball, Jason, and the story you wrote about Journey, just about different things, but the same topic. And I'm like, you
too
have
late.
To read the old issues too before you pitch.
Too late. Yeah, that's my tip to everybody. Write in the first issue when nobody knows what the magazine is.
People can write about Journey again if they want. I just get a royalty.
Plus, you can make sure that it's like a revenue positive thing. If you're being forced, is this how you're getting subscribers? By saying, oh, well, you have to like to set up for the 6 month subscription before you could learn how to.
Clearly.
The stuff that we've already done.
It's like the Webbies. If you don't subscribe, you can't enter.
That's right.
That's how we make our money.
That's how it works.
All right.
The magazine. You got to be in it to win it. Magazine royalty pool is up to $50 million. Of course, you have a better chance of being hit by lightning 3 times by a werewolf than getting submissions because it's drawn from the magazine. But.
And Serenity Caldwell reports that she's not going to come on the podcast because she's watched too much Lord of the Rings lately. Well, wait a second. That's the whole idea.
Oh, come now.
That's crazy.
Come now. Crazy. What is she up to?
That's madness. All right. We might as well do this. This podcast isn't going to record itself.
You know, that's exactly the sort of thing that I was saying to myself 4 days ago when I was looking at 8 inches of snow in the driveway saying, all right, well, better get start getting, the sooner I start shoveling it, the sooner I'll be done with it. It's going to be a long time. It's going to be pretty hard and tough to get through. But you know what? The only way to end it is to start it and get through it.
I wish you had Guy English on. He just watched all of them.
I know.
Let's see if he'll come on. All right.
He's in Canada. We can't actually. There's no way to communicate with him.
No.
We have to light the beacons on the mountains.
I think it's tomorrow in Canada already.
It is. And summer.
Also, I believe it's pronounced Lord of the Rings up there.
Yeah. Lord of the Moose.
Lord of the Rings, eh?
Lord of the Zamboni.
He probably watched it in French or something.
Yeah, Elvish sounds much better in French. Yeah, I don't even know what that means. All right, here we go.